Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
This is Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer. I am not Tom Wilmer. I'm Lisa Osborne, your guest host for this episode. We're taking a closer look at Santa Barbara's wine industry. We're barely into 2016, and it's already proving to be a big year. Los Olivos has been designated its own AVA, or wine growing district, and a first-of-its-kind economic impact report shows exactly how much the local wine industry contributes to Santa Barbara County. Fred Brander is a pioneer in the Santa Barbara wine industry. He's the owner and director of operations at Brander Vineyards. And you've been making wine in this region for 40 years. Fred, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure, Lisa. It's a pleasure being here.
How did you land in Santa Barbara, and who else was here? What, Mr. Sanford and Mr. Benedict and you back in 1975?
Yes, in a way. I grew up in Santa Barbara and went to Davis. I'm a chemist, just love chemistry and wanted to apply my sort of science orientation towards something that's enjoyable, like making wine. And so I was scouting when I was going to Davis. I was sort of scouting for areas around Santa Barbara, and I looked at Ojai, and I thought that was becoming a little bit urbanized. And back then, in the, say, mid-70s, the San Andreas Valley was pretty wide open, really not much going on in terms of wineries, and just maybe a couple of vineyards that were starting. I believe that at that time, this was maybe 74, let's say, no one was really making wine in the San Andreas Valley. But there was Firestone planted, I believe, in 72, and I think Zaca Mesa planted in 72, Sanford and Benedict, I think, around 71, 72. So, you know, that was just sort of the beginning of grape production, and the first wine making really started in 75 with Firestone coming onto the scene. And that kind of started the whole revolution. You know, I went down, I was planted this vineyard in 75, and my first crop was in 1977, but I didn't have the winery built on the premise until about 1980. So for the first 3 years, I took my grapes down to a winery down on Refugio Road, close to the river, which at that time was the San Andreas Valley Winery. Now it's the home of Calaira. I was, I believe, the second oldest bonded winery to make wine in the San Andreas Valley. This year alone is going to be our 40th vintage from the Brander Vineyard. So it's exciting. It seems time goes fast when you're having fun. And I tell you, it doesn't seem that long, but it's been great. It's been a great ride.
Well, congratulations on your 40th year. That's huge. I know you're known for your Sauvignon Blanc wines. And what else grows well in the Los Olivos area?
Los Olivos. Bordeaux varieties, namely, do well. Certainly Sauvignon Blanc, we hit a home run from the first at-bat. And the reds have been a little bit longer to perfect, namely Cabernet Sauvignon, because Cabernet seems to be a fairly vigorous variety. And you need a devigorizing rootstock to put it in balance so you don't have too much canopy, too much leaves to fruit. So it's a matter of applying some really careful viticulture so you get the right quality Cabernet. But when Cabernet is grown right, boy, it can make a great wine. I think it could be easily the rival of Pinot Noir in the San Andreas Valley. Of course, it has to be grown in Los Olivos. You can't grow Pinot Noir successfully in Los Olivos, and you can't probably make the best Cabernet in Santa Rita. So I think each place in the valley, or San Andreas Valley, I should say, has its own right area for different varietals. You know, I think it's Happy Canyon. We certainly want the warmer varieties, like Syrah and Bordeaux varieties. And then, you know, of course, Santa Rita, we want the cooler varieties like Riesling and Pinot Noir, Chardonnay.
How does Santa Barbara winemaking compare to Napa at this point? Napa has always been the leader in California wines, but now Santa Barbara was recognized with the only North American wine to make the Wine Spectator's list a year or two ago was Brewer Clifton from this area. How does Santa Barbara rival Napa at this point?
Well, of course, Napa is very established, and there's a lot of resources, a lot of money, and a lot of interest. They have certainly the history, and they're making very good wines. They're very focused, though, on Cabernet Sauvignon, because that's the really the king of grapes. That's the variety you can get the most money for. per bottle, and you know, rightfully so. I think you know, it's the right thing to do in Napa, but it does. Because there is so much money there and so much varietal focus on Cabernet, it doesn't give you much variety in terms of other varieties that could certainly potentially do well. And also the little guy, you know, you don't have too many small producers in Napa. Santa Barbara, on the other hand, is really totally different in the sense that the landscape is small vineyards, bigger vineyards. There's room for the small guy. It's not totally too developed. And consequently, you have, well, and you have a range of microclimates. So you have a lot of different varieties. So in a way, among the wine media, Santa Barbara probably remains the most exciting, you know, wine country area in all of California.
It sure seems like it. So many interesting characters are here in the valley, and to get to drive around and try all the different wines, it's really exciting to see what's happening here. I'm Lisa Osborne talking with winemaker Fred Brander in Los Olivos. You led the charge to have Los Olivos designated as its own AVA or wine growing district. Tell us, for the novice, what AVA stands for, and what did it take to get to this? Because I know it was several years in the making.
Well, AVA stands for American Viticultural Area, and it's a federally designated wine growing area that essentially delimits a certain area geographically and makes it or recognizes it as being distinct and different from the surrounding area. For example, with the Los Olivos AVA, when I submitted my petition to Washington, I basically had to prove through research with climate, through soil, through geographical features, I had to essentially come up with, first of all, the boundaries that would define the Los Olivos area, which in this case is the area between Happy Canyon and Ballard Canyon, with the Santa Ynez River being the southern boundary, and for the northern boundary we picked the 1,000 foot elevation. And the reason we did elevation is that at 1,000 feet the soil changes. So between 1,000 feet and the river is pretty much one continuum, floodplain, or I would say alluvial fan, coming down from the San Rafael Mountains, and it's fairly consistent in soil character. But essentially, so you have to basically prove that the area of Los Olivos, or within Los Olivos AVA, is different than, let's say, Ballard Canyon to the west, or Happy Canyon to the east, and certainly across the river on the south, and on the sort of slopes of the San Rafael Mountains on the north.
Is it unusual for there to be so many AVAs within a relatively small area?
Well, it's not unusual, but it's probably more common to have a larger AVA and not have too many sub-AVAs inside. Napa Valley certainly gets subdivided into sub-AVAs to more carefully differentiate the local areas within Napa Valley. And certainly the same thing with Sonoma. We're seeing that more and more in Santa Barbara. And we're really seeing that, especially in the San Ynez Valley, which is, as I mentioned, is can go from fairly warm to fairly cool. And so it's certainly, a very reasonable approach to try to differentiate the zones within the San Ynez Valley to specifically pinpoint what might do better, like in terms of varieties and styles of wine.
Your background is in chemistry, Fred Brander. Does it come in handy as a winemaker? You seem so technical. Is it common for winemakers to have that kind of a background?
Well, it's not necessary. Certainly, I think winemaking is more like cooking, really. It's really about recognizing good quality raw material and transforming it and creating the best taste sensation.
And here in Santa Barbara, we're in the middle of a multi-year drought. Has that changed the way that you are doing business as far as growing the grapes? Or does that have an impact on the grapes?
Well, it certainly has an impact. Fortunately, I think, then that's another point about the Los Olivos AVA that I sometimes forget to mention. One of the characteristics of the AVA is that because of the alluvial fan, we have, in the topography, very good wells. And the quality of the water is very good, but the wells are plentiful compared to other parts of Santa Barbara County. If you look at historically, the Los Olivos AVA is the true geographic and the historic San Luis Valley. That meaning that, say, 100 years ago, basically all the farming was done here and not elsewhere, and certainly not in Happy Canyon or Santa Rita or Ballard Canyon. You know, all the water, all the people were here, the fertile lands were here. So in that way, it makes total sense to distinguish this area, the Los Olivos District AVA, from its surrounding areas.
What does this AVA designation mean for Los Olivos?
I think the AVA has, in our case, has a lot of great marketing opportunities because we have a good concentration of vineyards and wineries that are all kind of working towards similar type of wine, namely the Bordeaux varietals and the Rhone varietals. And then we have, you know, nearby we have a lot of the hospitality industry in the towns of Los Olivos, San Inez, Solvang, and Ballard. So we have restaurants and hotels that we can partner with, and I think it really creates a stronger AVA.
Fred Brander, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure, Lisa.
The Los Olivos AVA recognition will likely generate even more interest in a wine country that already draws tons of tourists and wine enthusiasts every year. Morgan McLaughlin is executive director of the Santa Barbara County Vintners Association, the trade group that oversees the industry here in Santa Barbara. I caught up with her at El Paseo, just one of the many wine tasting enclaves in the city of Santa Barbara. Morgan, what does this mean for Los Olivos, being the area being designated with yet another AVA?
Well, it's very exciting to have a new AVA because it provides, you know, more clarity and more spotlight on our unique growing regions. Santa Barbara is one of the most unique wine growing regions in the world because of our east-west mountain ranges. We have, you know, direct influence off the Pacific Ocean. But based upon where your vineyard is located, whether it's west close to the ocean or east close to Happy Canyon, the growing conditions are very different. And so it's hard to paint a picture to someone, Santa Barbara County wine is one thing only. It's not. It's a patchwork of different properties and different regions. And having a new AVA just helps us better tell the story.
So is that unusual to be able to grow so many different kinds of grapes all within a smaller area?
Yes, it's very unique. Most regions are more, I don't want to say homogenous, but more similar in that they'll have one or two signature wine grape varieties. We are blessed in Santa Barbara in that we have more than 50 different varieties that do so well.
And that's amazing. And even our Cabernet Sauvignons, which Napa is known for, are coming up. Is that in the last year or so? Is that more of a recent trend?
Well, Happy Canyon of Santa Barbara was an AVA that was approved a number of years ago. Given their eastern location in the county, they are the best spot for growing the Bordelaise varieties. And I think wine consumers are now in a time in their wine drinking life to be more experimental. And a lot of people do know Napa and Cabernet, but they're branching out, whether they're looking at Washington State or to Santa Barbara County. There's a lot of great places for Cabernet.
I have so many friends that come up from Los Angeles and just love it here. And even before I moved here, I would come up here. Happy Canyon has a kind of an edgy history, right? Mm-hmm. At one time they were making moonshine, and then it was a pot growery. So do you think the soil there is something special to it?
Well, I think what Fred was mentioning about the unique soils of the Los Olivos District, you know, Happy Canyon has its own nuance and its own uniqueness. And that's what's so special when a new AVA comes into the family. It's like a new personality. It's just another character and another piece of the story.
There certainly are a lot of interesting, let's say colorful personalities among the Santa Barbara winemakers. Mm-hmm. You must enjoy what you do. Have you ever seen such an eclectic group of people?
Well, this is only the second wine region I've worked in, but I think the wine industry does bring together folks from different backgrounds and different life experiences. And we truly are blessed here in Santa Barbara County that we've got, you know, folks like Jim Clendenin and Fred Brander and Richard Longoria. And then we've got a new crop of youngsters like Ernst Storm or Gavin Channon that are new winemakers. So we've got a really unique mix of kind of old and new players, and it's fun to be part of it.
walking around Santa Barbara County and solving more and more of the shops are now wine tasting rooms, and certainly here in downtown Santa Barbara. We know that wine is a big industry here in Santa Barbara, but you recently found out exactly how much winemaking contributes to the bottom line in an economic impact report. It was pretty eye-popping, but you're in the business. Were you surprised to see what the results were? And tell us a little bit about those results.
Sure. So we, as an industry, had not done an economic impact study in more than a decade. So we knew that it was a fine time to get a new report and to see how much economic activity our industry generates. And yes, we were very surprised. The report shows that our wine and grape industry provides, it's really hard to believe, $1.7 billion annually to economic vitality to the county. And that's through a multitude of things. That's not only from winemaking, but it's also from grape growing. It's from tourism. It's also from the restaurant business, those who sell and pour Santa Barbara County wines, retailers, tour companies. There's a lot of different small businesses that benefit from the wine industry in the county.
So what do you plan to do with those numbers? Just through breezing through a portion of it or reading a story on it, it looked at how many jobs were going to other counties. Do you think that might bring more businesses into the county?
Well, one of the things that we wanted to look at is the correlation with current land use policies for wine production and economic impact. And there is a correlation. It's in the last part of the report. We ship about 50% of our grapes out of county for a multitude of reasons, in part because we don't have enough production facilities within the county. And so we could be generating more than 2,000 new jobs if we were able to just bring 20% of that production back into the county. And in order to make that happen, you know, we need the full support of our elected officials through the Board of Supervisors to help us make that happen.
Morgan McLaughlin with the Santa Barbara County Vintners Association, thanks so much for joining me today.
Oh, it was a true pleasure, and, you know, appreciate and hope to see you out in wine country soon.
You definitely will. It's been fun giving you a peek into the new Los Olivos Wine District. I'm Lisa Osborne on Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning,